Thank you for subscribing to HawkeyeDrive.com, your stop for Iowa football, men's basketball content. I'm Brendan Stiles. Pleased to be joined again for a weekly Wednesday evening chat with Gary Dolphin. Just got done hosting Hawk Talk with Kirk Ferentz down here at Carlos O'Kelly's in Iowa City. Gary, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, Brendan. Good to see you as always, and hopefully tons of people are jumping on your website.
Yeah, hope so. We'll get right to it here. Iowa coming off a big victory over Iowa State, now setting its attention to Arizona. It's the first road game, and it's against a team that's nationally ranked. Just what are your initial thoughts when you look at this matchup?
To digress for a moment, you know, I thought the Hawks could win by two touchdowns last week. I think Iowa State's an improved football team under second-year coach Paul Rhodes. They didn't show it, and I think Iowa had more to do with that than Iowa State not executing. The Cyclones, I think, will get better as the season goes on. I wouldn't be surprised to see them knock off Kansas State this weekend in Kansas City. That said, Iowa might be a little bit ahead of where I thought they could be in week two. Let's not forget, though, this is a senior-dominated team, and I think they're so focused. I think they're so well coached. I think they've got those seniors in real key offensive and defensive positions. The two most recognizable, of course, are Rick Stanzi and Adrian Claiborne. But I can't crow enough about Christian Ballard. I mean, that guy plays inside, outside. It doesn't matter. They got Terpinian back last week. He made a huge difference, I thought, at middle linebacker. Broderick Binns came back. Sean Prater's healthy. And I bring up the defense a lot because going to Arizona this week, and I've been around the game for 35, 40 years covering it, I know this. If you've got a terrific defense, it becomes more of a focal point on the road than at home. And this is where the Iowa defense needs to step up, grab this game right by the throat at the outset Saturday night, get the ball back for the offense in good field position to get some early, easy scores. It's not going to be easy on balance against Arizona. This is by far the best team the Hawks will have played in 3 weeks, but it's certainly a game they can win.
You touched on a couple of things that I was just kind of thinking about here. One is, you know, getting off that early start, because obviously you were touching on this being a huge game for Arizona, and I could imagine them wanting to put on a show for their crowd, especially early on, you know, trying basically kind of like what Penn State did a year ago.
And that's why I really like Iowa's chances, because not only because of that defense, and the other thing, I had forgotten, Arizona got 8 first downs total in that game last year here in Iowa City. 8 first downs total. The defense, there was the one real long running play by Grigsby. It ended up at the 1, and Iowa's defense turned them away on 4 downs. And so I just think Iowa's defense is that good. They're another year older. Yeah, Pat Anger and A.J. Eads have graduated. But given what I've seen the first 2 weeks, and the other thing is Arizona wants to run the football. I mean, all good football teams want to run the football. I just don't see that happening, Brendan. So I think they're going to be forced to go to the air. I think that plays right into Iowa's defensive hands. And hopefully that will come to bear.
The other thing that you touched on is field position, which I feel is really going to be an ultimate factor, if you will, in this game on Saturday, just because of the fact that Arizona's offense has looked impressive, the defense has looked impressive, and then you could say the same about Iowa as well. And then you also were talking to Coach. When he got in here, the first thing he said was he was working on kickoff coverage.
He said he apologized for being a little late tonight. They were working a little overtime on kick coverage. And you also heard him say Bruce Davis and Troy Johnson will be back out there on kick coverage Saturday night on the road. This is a young special teams kick coverage unit. They've had to kind of turn that roster over, or turn those players over. So there's a lot of first-year players, second-year players, and a couple of them didn't stay in their gaps, in their lanes the other night, and that was a factor, or the other day, I should say, against Iowa State, and that was a factor. One thing I've learned about Kirk Ferentz and his staff is they get things corrected in a hurry. And as you know, Brendan, special teams, we've almost taken them for granted at Iowa over the years with Lester Erb and Darrell Wilson, and Iowa has really good special teams coaches, and I have no doubt they'll play well Saturday night down in Tucson in the desert. The other thing, you mentioned field position. position, it works both ways. And Iowa has gotten quick scores off great field position. Michael Meyer will be huge again in kickoffs for the Hawkeyes. Ryan Donahue will be a tremendous asset, I think, in that thinner air out in Tucson. And so I look for the Hawks to just not change a thing. Get that nice consuming drive going the first time they touch the football. Hopefully take it right down and punch it in for a score. And you've seen the games I've seen. You give that defense even a 7-0 lead early in a game, they seem to play at a different level.
And just you talk about, you know, with this being a road game and also being down in Arizona, what concerns do you see, if any, with regards to this road trip, especially when you consider like the desert heat? I know obviously it'll be a night game, but having to deal with, like, I guess that difference in climate.
Everybody that remembers the Arizona State game from 6 years ago or 5 years ago has recurring nightmares. I don't look at it that way. This is a different football team.
Yeah.
Remember, that 2004 team won 8 straight games after the Arizona State and Michigan back-to-back losses. Now, if you're telling me this team could be 10-2 at the end of the year, I'd probably take that right now. But this is a different team. I think it's a better team defensively, or certainly as good. That team had Roth and Babineau and great linebackers in Greenway and Hodge. But I think this defense as a unit is pretty close to being the equal of that team. But I just think it's a better rounded offensive team. Stansy can do a lot of things, but it starts with the running game. If they establish that run early, then that play action pass becomes lethal. Arizona, the Hawks will try and make them one-dimensional. Now, when you line up the rosters and look at the personnel matchups, I really like Iowa's chances. But there are those other factors. The 9:30 start, much has been made of the heat, but, you know, it'll be maybe 80 degrees at kick. Given the summer we've had here in Iowa with the 100% humidity, seems like more often than I don't worry about that. And I love what Kirk said. We played 4 night games last year and won them all. They played in different time zones, at Michigan State, Orange Bowl, at Penn State. Now, granted, they're going west, so it's going to be a little bit longer of a day. But if you're going to blame the time zone change on how you're going to perform in a football game, then you shouldn't be out there. And I don't think our guys will do that. And here's the bottom line, Brendan, and I've used this a lot ad nauseum: 26 seniors, 19 in the two deeps, veteran kicking game. I don't think night heat, I don't think any of that will be a factor Saturday.
And I'll get you out of here on this. We obviously have touched on what you feel are going to be the keys to an Iowa victory. So what I want to ask then is, what would a win on Saturday do for this team going forward? Because obviously you have next week's game against Ball State, which I thought you described properly as a tune-up, and then you get into the Big Ten schedule.
Well, all due respect to Ball State, it would be a tune-up in terms, I think, a good game for Iowa on the schedule at home.
Yeah, I should clarify.
Yeah, it's a throwback game, but it's the game right before the Big Ten opener with Penn State. So I'm not taking anything away from Ball State. Clearly, it's a game Iowa should win, but I don't want to look that far ahead. But you asked what this win, what a win Saturday night would mean. I think it would be huge, not only for the next couple of weeks, but for the rest of the year. This is a game. This is the only game on the non-conference schedule that the pundits feel Iowa would be challenged, or at least have a chance. There's a chance of the opponent winning. And Arizona's a solid team. I mean, they're ranked 24th in the country. They've scored 100 points the first 2 weeks on Toledo and the Citadel. So to go on the road to win in a 9:30 start, you know, I look at it just like I look at the Penn State game last year. That, to me, was the launching pad. That was the trampoline for a great Iowa season at Penn State. I look at the Arizona game the same way.
You can listen to Gary Dolphin call a game at Ed Podolak Saturday evening. It's a 9:30 p.m. Central kickoff, and you can listen to it on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Gary, thank you very much for your time. We'll be back with you again next Wednesday.
Look forward to it, Brennan. Thank you.